In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When reading someone else's mail, we can only get half the conversation. And when Paul writes letters to Corinth or the other churches, we only hear what he's saying. And we can only imagine what might have prompted the things he writes. And so scholars spend time trying to figure out what question is he answering. In this part of his letter to the Corinthians, the first one, it seems to be that maybe he was accused of being a hypocrite. Yeah, Paul, you talk about Christ and everything, but when you're around the Jewish people, you act just like one of them. And he explains, yes, I do, by design. I'm going to behave and act like the people I'm talking to so they can hear me. It does no good for me to go amongst Jewish people and not talk about Jewish things. In the same way, it does no good to go among Gentiles and talk about Jewish stuff. I have to meet people where they are. It's not hypocrisy. It's being good, a good neighbor. It's being accommodating to the person I'm talking to. You have to meet people where they are with what they're able to hear. And so Paul explains, I want the gospel to be heard. I want people to know the good news of God in Christ. The good news that Jesus came and he healed people and he taught and he cast out demons, all those things we read about in Mark today. You know, looking at that one, it follows up right after last week's reading, where Jesus had been in the temple and started preaching and the people were saying, ah, this is a new message with authority. It's not like the scribes do it. And they were amazed. And he cast out a demon. And the demon started talking about, oh, you're the Son of God. And he says, shut up. We're not doing that right now. And in Mark, it's called the Messianic Secret. In Mark's gospel, Jesus really downplays his role as the Messiah. Now, we're not sure why, but most likely, at least among scholars, is the idea that the Messiah was thought to be a military leader. Here they were occupied by Rome. And the Messiah would be the one to deliver them from that occupation. And they did try in about 66 AD, so 30 years or so after Jesus' time, and it was quashed thoroughly. The temple was destroyed. So it was not a good move. Tiny little Israel against Rome. It was a no-win situation. But that's not what Jesus was trying to accomplish. He had bigger things on his mind than the Roman Empire. He had bigger things on his mind than the ephemeral things of this earth. He was looking at eternity. And so it didn't matter who was in charge of what. He was part of a larger kingdom, a more important kingdom. And we too are citizens of that kingdom. Not merely citizens, but heirs to that kingdom, joint heirs with Christ. Through his life, death, sacrifice, and resurrection, crucifixion and resurrection, we share in the resurrection and the sonship of Christ. And that's the good news that Paul is trying to spread. It's no longer a matter of being subject to anything but to Christ. And it's a joyful thing. It's not an onerous task. It's not a matter of giving up things you might enjoy. It's a matter of living into the joy that God offers us. Unknowing joy, joy beyond human comprehension. And we spend, as our reading from Isaiah reminds us, a very short time here. We're barely planted, and then God plucks us up. We spend time here incarnate ourselves, living souls. But we'll spend eternity as souls living with God, living in God. So we spend this time now doing the best we can to further God's kingdom, knowing that we transition to something even greater. Something unimaginable. And so this life poses its challenges, but it also gives us its joys. And we can delight in those. And we also know that we have work to do. And that we are to go out and meet people where they are. Not as superior, I'm saved, you're not, I'm better than you. But as in, let me share this with you. If we have a new baby, a new grandchild, we can't wait to tell everyone about it. We have the best good news ever. In Jesus Christ. May we be as diligent in spreading that good news as in the other good things that we have in our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.